We're not that far from Bethlehem. This morning, geographically, we're a half a world away from Bethlehem. Chronologically, from the events that the children sang about this morning, we're about 2,000 years away. But spiritually, we're not that far from Bethlehem. Because, you see, that's where our journey of faith begins. The angel announced it, as recorded in Luke chapter 2, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," that city of David was Bethlehem, "a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." A Savior. A Savior from what? Well, a Savior from the punishment of sin. The Bible says we're all sinners. There's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And the Bible tells us that there's a penalty for that sin. That penalty is death, separation from God. God's holy and righteous. And His holiness and His righteousness demands that He separate Himself from sinners. His holiness and His righteousness demands that He separates from us because we are sinners. So, we're all under the condemnation that sin brings. We all have to pay that penalty. We sin, and that sin separates us from God. And there's nothing that we can do to overcome that gap. There's nothing we can do to overcome that separation. There's nothing we can do to overcome that death. The Bible says, not of works. Not of works. So there's nothing that we can do to make it right with God. But what we couldn't do for ourselves, God did for us. And it all started that night in Bethlehem. You see, our sin has to be paid for. God's holy, He's righteous. He demands that our sin be paid for. We either pay that penalty ourselves, or somebody has to pay it for us. But if somebody else is going to pay it for us, that someone has to be pretty special. Because you see, one sinner can't pay for the sin of another sinner. One sinner can't even pay for his own sin, let alone the sin of somebody else. So if somebody else is going to pay for our sin, we need a non-sinner. We need somebody that's perfect. We need somebody that's righteous. We need somebody that's holy. No man meets those qualifications. So God provided somebody that could pay that sin for us. He sent His only begotten Son to Bethlehem's stable. He sent His only begotten Son to Bethlehem's manger. God came to earth, Emmanuel, God with us. Bible tells us that He lived among us. He was tempted in all points, like as we, yet without sin. And then God allowed mankind to take this perfect, only begotten Son and nail Him to a cross. And on that cross, when Jesus hung on that cross, God laid on His Son our every sin. And on that cross, Christ died and paid the price of every sin. On the cross, Christ paid the price of sin that you and I owe. Because he did, God can offer to every person a gift. It's the gift of life. If death is separation from God, then life is oneness with God. Mentioned in the Sunday school this morning. Without a relationship with God, there is no life. So, as the angel said that night to the shepherds, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior." A Savior from the penalty of sin. A Savior from separation from God. A Savior from death. It started at Bethlehem. It ended at Calvary. 5 miles apart, geographically. 33 plus years apart, chronologically. But they are near to every person this morning. They are near to you this morning. God loves you. He sent Christ to pay the price that you owe for sin. And he offers to all the gift of salvation. Will you take it? Will you come to the stable? Will you come to the cross? Will you come to the Savior? Would you receive him? Would you trust him? Would you ask him to be your Savior? The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. Will you do that this morning? Bethlehem. It's not that far away. Not that far away. Will you come? Father, thank you for what we've experienced this morning. The simple, childlike faith of children proclaiming the message of Christmas, that you sent your Son from heaven to be born of a virgin, to live a perfect life, to be the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. He came that night to earth. Years later, he would go to a cross and he would bear every sin. And I pray if there's just one person here this morning that's never received a gift of salvation, as they heard the children sing, as they heard from your word, that right now they would see their sin. They would see the terrible, terrible price that results from that sin being separated from you. They would understand they have no hope. Have no hope other than Jesus Christ. And Father, if they're here and they've never come to him, would you help them come to him this morning? Come, admit their sin. Come and ask in Jesus to be their Savior. And I pray every man, woman, boy, or girl that's here that's never done that would do it this morning. I also pray for the Christians that are here. Help us to rejoice. Help us to rejoice with what we have in our Savior. Help us to rejoice for the hope of heaven we have in him. Help us to live our life in such a way that others can see him living through us. Help us to go tell it, especially at this season of the year, to share the gospel with others. And so I pray, Father, that you'd bless this time of invitation. If somebody needs to come receiving Christ, help them to do it. Others need to come for other reasons. Help them to do that as well. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.